Welcome back here on Radio On The Go. We're joined by the head coach of West Fork football, Dan Westhoff, as West Fork is back in the postseason for the first time in 5 years. They will be taking on Nashua Plainfield in their Class A playoff opener coming up on Friday. And coach, your thoughts on this matchup?
Nashua's had a really, really good season, really good team. Really, really gritty, tough, score a lot of points, don't give up many points. They've demolished most everybody they played. Got beat once by St. Ansgar, you know, as good as any team in the state, and had a tight one versus North Butler. You know, a lot of factors went into that game being tight, but about every other game they played, it's been a blowout. So they're going to come in with a ton of confidence, and they're talented, and yeah, it's going to be a huge challenge for us.
What you'd like to see from your offense based on what you've seen on film to attack their defense on Friday night?
You know, that's a great question without, you know, revealing our trade secrets and all that stuff. Number one, we have to take care of the football. It does not matter what play we're running. We got to make sure we protect it. You know, weather's starting to become more of a factor now. It's going to be colder. Those hits are going to hurt more, potentially get some rain. But we haven't had a rain game all season, so hopefully that continues. We'll need to be able to adjust in game. Everybody come playoff time is throwing new wrinkles in. Different blitzes you haven't seen. Might be some players that they haven't played as much, that kind of stuff. We have to run the ball. If we're not successful on the ground, we're not going to win. So that's first and foremost. And yeah, you got to walk the line between having a game plan that, you know, works well for that specific opponent, but you can't reinvent the wheel. I mean, you had the success to get you here in the first place, so you got to walk the line between having a couple new wrinkles and the ways you present stuff, and ultimately got to stay true to who we are and do what got you here. So I think and hope we've struck that balance of the tweaks that we are putting in and make sense for them, but ultimately our guys still, you know, stick to our identity and do what we need to do.
What you'd like to see from your defense to slow down a Nashua Plainfield team that's been putting up points by the cartload here?
Yeah, broken record here, but first and foremost, we gotta gum up the run game. We gotta make sure that they're not getting easy yards, and then we gotta get them into some third and long situations. And to win, we're gonna have to get off the field on third and longs. That's kind of been an issue for us in our two losses, especially we're right in the game on second half, both of those, and, you know, we had some third and long conversions that were killers and extended drives, and you know, we just needed to get a stop in both of those games, and we were going to be able to go down and tie and potentially take the lead, and couldn't get the stop. So you know, we've continued to work with those guys and express confidence. We got a little bit of youth in the secondary back there. None of those guys are seniors. A couple of them are underclassmen, so there's some growing pains there. It's natural. It's part of football. But we're really counting on those guys to have continued to make strides and growth, and we've stayed positive with them. They've had a good attitude. They work really hard. They want to be good. They don't want to give up those plays. They know, like, those are frustrating situations for them to be a part of. You know, they felt like, you know, had they played better, maybe those couple losses were different outcomes, but they weren't. They weren't. We can't get them back, so all we can do is learn from them. And I think those guys have really had a good attitude and continue to take the coaching. And we need to get off the field in those third and long situations if we can get them in them. That's easier said than done. I mean, yeah, third down's hard enough as it is when you get to third down, but they're good enough. You got to get them a third down first, third and long, where you force them to throw. Quarterback's a really good athlete. Got a lot of rushing yards, breaks a lot of tackles. He's elusive, does not take many sacks. He's got a really strong arm. He's got good receivers out there. They're kind of like us. When they do throw it, they're pretty good. They just don't need to. They're not really interested in throwing it unless it's on their terms when they want to take a shot or when, you know, game situation forces them to. But they're there to run the ball just like we are. So keeping a lid on the quarterback in those money downs, those third downs, and we got a chance to get off the field, keeping him in the pocket, not letting him scramble around, and then we get a hold up in coverage on the back end. We cannot give up explosive big plays. We can't give up the 50, 60, 70-yard bombs. They're too good. Those are going to flip momentum. It's going to flip the game. It's going to make it really difficult for us to get the win. So I think for them, that quarterback's an X factor, and we need to really do a good job of keeping him in the pocket and then holding up in coverage deep. And they're going to hit some plays. It's inevitable, but we just can't give up the explosives over the top.
As we wrap up our time here, Coach, your message to your team as you enter a win-or-go-home spot?
Yeah, another good question. You're full of those. I think every coach, whether they realize or not, it ramps up this time of year, and that also can be counterproductive, and I was guilty of it. You know, as soon as you get done with the regular season, that you're relaying that it is, there is no tomorrow. There's no take backs. There's no do overs. You don't make the plays, you get beat, your season's over. Some of those guys, all our seniors, your career's over. They don't need that kind of pressure. They already know. Everybody knows that's what at stake. And is that really going to get the best out of our guys to kind of put all that pressure on them? I had a parent in our program kind of sent an article to me with some of that and kind of opened my eyes a little bit. Do you really want to be that coach that puts that much pressure on players? With that said, we just need to play through the adversity. They're good. We're good. They're tough. We're tough. They run it. We run it. Like, it's going to be a great matchup. It's what high school playoff football is all about. I think our guys have a great love and respect for the season they've had and the threat they present. I mean, our kids are very aware of how good that team is, but they're also very aware of how good they are. We got talented kids. We got tough kids, and we can absolutely go win that game. It's going to come down to discipline, turnovers, and keeping your poise, because, you know, there'll be momentum swings. It'll go back and forth. But we got to have championship mindset. We can't hang our heads when things go sideways. We can't be getting down on teammates when they make a mistake. Those kind of things. It's the discipline aspect. Physically, skill-wise, talent-wise, depth-wise, I'm not really concerned. I think that's, you know, we're within spitting distance of each other across the board and all those things. Other people disagree, that's fine. The game's going to come down to mental discipline, turnovers, big plays, and having the mental toughness to fight through adversity, and both teams are going to go through it. So excited to get our kids to this opportunity. Worked a long time to get here, especially for our seniors that have stuck it out. You know, won 5 games in 3 years, and they won 6 games this year, and really happy that they're rewarded for their efforts with the playoff berths, and it's going to be an exciting game, and we'll be ready to go.
Well, Coach, congrats to you and the Warhawks making a return to the postseason, and best of luck as you begin that journey on Friday night on the road at Nashua Plainfield.
Thanks, Josh.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of West Fork Football, Dan Westhoff, for joining us here on Radio on the Go.